Travelling Monsters Publishing House presents Peter Green and the Skeleton Crew. This book is full of zombie pirates. An Unliving Chronicles novella, written by Angelina Alsop. Narration and original music by Greg Patmore. To Jared Alsop, who taught me to live my dreams. Chapter 1. Jumping off cliffs is not so cool.
You're not going to make it.
The voice coming through Pete's earpiece sounded almost panicked. Pete huffed, and the breath of air sent beads of sweat splashing in front of him. He squinted up at the sun that was baking his face and prayed that he wasn't developing a sunburn on top of the tan he had finally built up from being on his uncle's compound the last 6 months.
Are you seriously going to attempt this?
The voice spoke up again, a tad higher than before.
Pete, jumping off a cliff is crazy.
Yeah, I know, Todd,
Pete said, peeking over the edge of the chasm that split the mountainous red rock. The sight made him dizzy, and he took a quick step back.
But...
Pete cleared his throat and tried to speak again.
But Master Hishido has said this was the only way for me to perfect using my other skills.
There are 100 different ways you can do that. And why'd you need them anyway? Lita doesn't use them.
I'm glad I decided not to,
a dry voice said over the comms.
Lita,
Todd said.
Are you going to stop this?
Todd,
Pete said, interrupting.
I'm pretty sure I'm about to get kicked out. Help me out, okay?
There was a silence on the comms, and Pete stared around at the scenery.
Your uncle wouldn't kick you out,
Todd said, though he didn't sound convinced.
You know he would,
Pete sighed.
I just need to catch up. Maybe a few times...
His voice wavered slightly.
Jumping off a cliff and teleporting before I hit the ground will fast-track me.
That sounds idiotic,
Todd said.
You should at least be able to open your own parachute if you mess up.
You have to do that for me. Otherwise, I'll just panic and open it too early.
Sounds fine to me,
Lita's dry voice said.
Are you ladies going to keep whining about it, or are we going to do this?
Pete scanned the surroundings one last time as he backed up to make the run. He had once thought it was beautiful out here, but that was before he had been forced to perform grueling workouts on these cliffs. His appreciation for the red rock's beauty had melted away with every bead of sweat he dripped.
Lita,
Pete said quietly.
You in position?
Affirmative.
Todd, you ready?
Duh. That was never the question.
Todd began, but Lita cut him off.
You better act professional.
Her new Bronx accent came in strong with her agitation.
You're the only one of us actually in the community, dummy. You should know better.
Affirmative,
Todd replied in mock militant tones. Then in a more serious tone, he added,
All right, on my mark.
Pete could hear the tension in his friend's voice. He bit his lip and tried to swallow, but his mouth was too dry.
10, 9.
Pete wiped sweat from his eyes and locked onto the point he needed to hit. He calculated where he needed to dive out and where he needed to come back in.
5, 4.
Pete closed his eyes and counted down the rest of the way in his head. 3, 2, 1.
Mark!
Pete put on a burst of speed. A tiny portion of his mind gave a millisecond acknowledgement of how much stronger and faster he was now, since he had come to his uncle's compound and started training with his two other wards. His feet pounded on the ground, and he knew he was going to get docked for stealth, but if he could just pull off the task. Pete neared the edge of the cliff, and his stomach tightened as he took his final few steps and jumped off the cliff. A few milliseconds later, he realized it wasn't going to work. Pete swore and flailed his arms as he plummeted. He forced his eyes shut and swayed his body, trying to trigger his other skills, his magic.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?